The U.S. president has once again slammed China's economic policies, threatening retaliatory action against Beijing.
My administration is now reviewing the reports and considering all options. And part of the options would be tariffs coming in. As they dump steel, they pay tariffs, substantial tariffs, which means the United States would actually make a lot of money.
Donald Trump also criticized China's steel and aluminum export policy. He claimed that Washington's steel and aluminum industries were, quote, decimated by dumping. Elsewhere in his remarks, the U.S. president described as a disaster the country's free trade deal with South Korea. Trump pledged that the White House will either renegotiate the agreement or scrap it. The remarks came a day after Trump targeted South Korea and China over their trade surpluses with the U.S., accusing them of, quote, getting away with murder. Joining us via Skype from Lima is Peter Koenig. He's a former economist with the World Bank. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Does Trump have a point when he criticizes China and South Korea?
Thank you very much for having me. No, not really. I would call this a typical Trump manner, beating hot air. It's the equivalent of saber rattling, fire and fury, but on trade. It's propaganda. First of all, America promotes unfettered neoliberal economics, so-called free trade, calling it a competition. If another country applies it, it's not fair. It must be sanctioned. Let's see. I mean, Trump knows exactly that China is not afraid of such threats. What tools would he have against them? China is largely detached from the Western monetary system, meaning from the US dollar. China trades almost exclusively outside the dollar domain. China also holds about 3.1 trillion equivalent of foreign reserves, of which two-thirds, about 2 trillion, are in US dollars denominated securities. So China could basically retaliate by dropping some of these US dollar holdings and do a lot of damage to the value of the dollar. But China probably won't do that. But China also could, of course, as a retaliation, devalue its currency, the yuan, and become even more competitive against the merchandise produced in the U.S. Well, the U.S. does that all the time. With almost unlimited amounts of U.S. dollars flooding the world, the Fed, in connivance with the Bank for International Settlement in Basel, manipulates all the currencies and gold, and especially the US dollar. They can do that in any country they want. So why wouldn't China be able to devalue their own currency to become more competitive, just as a retaliation against such sanctions?
You know, right. When China does it, it's seen as devaluation, etc. But when the U.S. does it, they call it quantitative easing. At the same time, though, what tools does Trump have at his disposal? Do you think a lot of it has to do with trying to move attention away from his own failed policies when it comes to his approach to the economy?
Oh, absolutely. I think what he is doing is trying to draw the attention to other culpables for the mess the U.S. economy is in. That is very clear. And I mean, if you look at what the U.S. is subsidizing, take agriculture. The U.S. is the largest agriculture subsidizer in the world with close to $100 billion per year, and mostly through free trade agreements made with developing countries. That's all right, because then they make the developing countries, like the country I'm in here in Peru, make them dependent on U.S. merchandise and U.S. agriculture, and are killing the local agriculture. That's okay. So what are we talking about? He really doesn't have any tools, and he is, as you said, he is deviating from two things, from the mess the U.S. economy is in, and on the other hand, from all the wars and saber-rattling, wars that he is promoting and saber-rattling that should promote wars around the world. So, you know, that's in my opinion what is going on. And if you talk about South Korea, this is even worse. You know, in South Korea, the free trade agreement was initiated in 2012 by the Obama administration. And you can be sure that the U.S. does not initiate any trade agreement with anyone in the world if they're not coming out as the winner at the end. At that time, it must have looked good and probably still does good for American corporations. However, usually what that means and what is not reckoned with, that these U.S. corporations, they manufacture in South Korea, for example, or in other cheap labor countries, and therefore they take they will produce with these trade agreements even more labor away from the U.S. So actually what's good for U.S. corporations is actually very bad for the U.S. labor market. So, you know, this neoliberal economics, actually Trump, or his advisors at least, if he doesn't see it, is shooting itself in the foot.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there for now. That was a very interesting conversation there. It's Peter Koenig, former economist of the World Bank, joining us via Skype from Lima. Mr. Koenig, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.